Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Moscow today, Russia's defense minister said diplomatic options over Ukraine are far from exhausted. Meanwhile, the defense minister of Poland says 8 more American F-15 fighters have landed there, as Western leaders warn Russia could invade Ukraine any day. Meantime, the World Bank is temporarily moving staff out of Ukraine, according to Reuters. Let's get the latest from the Pentagon, which NPR's Tom Bowman covers for us. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good to be with you.
Now, diplomats at the highest levels are still talking, but tensions have not eased up. Is the thinking inside the Pentagon that this invasion could still happen anytime?
Yeah, the thinking is it could happen as early as Wednesday. And you're right, talks are still going on among diplomats. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is in Ukraine today, I believe, and expected to head to Moscow tomorrow, Tuesday. So the talks are still going on. People I talk with say the diplomatic window is closing, and the tensions are still very high. You know, once people start heading for the exits, diplomats, and they pulled out the U.S. military trainers, others are leaving too, as you mentioned. Once that starts happening, it's clear, obviously, indications that something big will happen. So the thinking is still a large-scale invasion. But you're right, diplomatic talks are still going on, so we'll just have to wait and see.
So potential invasion, what kind of Russian invasion is the Pentagon bracing for? Any information on that?
Yeah, people I talk with say they believe it'll be a major invasion from three sides, north from Belarus, east from Russia, and then south from Crimea, which, of course, Russia annexed back in 2014. It could begin with a massive cyber attack, shutting down communications so Ukrainian troops can't communicate with one another. And then after that, perhaps missile strikes on key infrastructure, military sites, and so forth, and also airstrikes as well. And then the tanks start rolling in. That's the big fear. But for some time, they've also talked about something else, perhaps a more limited invasion, perhaps just in the eastern part of Ukraine, the Donbas area, where, of course, you know, Russian forces are in there now, and Russian-supported rebels are there as well, facing off against Ukrainian forces. So that could be another flashpoint as well. I've been hearing for a couple of months now, Russia may seize a land strip between Donbas and Crimea so they can allow Russia to move freely there by land to between Donbas and Crimea. So, but again, most of the thinking right now is a major invasion.
Is there a scenario where U.S. troops, boots on the ground, could go into Ukraine? And if not, who would do much of the fighting against the Russians?
It would be the Ukrainian military. President Biden has said the U.S. will not go in, U.S. troops, do not support the Ukrainian military in any way other than supplying them with weapons, which continues to go on. But the Ukrainian military could never just stand up to that kind of an onslaught.
Mm-hmm. Now, military officials have been talking about Russia potentially staging a fake attack as a pretext to invade. Is there more information about that? What questions do you and other reporters have on this?
The U.S. government said it was based on intelligence they've gathered, but they're not willing to share any information at all about what they are seeing. So that's a possibility. It could happen. But again, we have no detailed information about what exactly that would look like.
You know, in this conversation about imminency, the tone coming out of Washington has been much more imminent. This could come any day compared to European capitals. Is that still the case? Is there a sense that the White House may be overdoing the fear?
Yeah, there is that sense in Europe, but of course, Europe is pulling its diplomats out as well, so they're clearly concerned about what they're seeing. But you're right. Some of the European diplomats just see this as less likely than the U.S. does. We're not sure exactly why that is, but again, the U.S. says, clearly they've picked up some pretty good intelligence detailing actually a day that this could begin, and that day is Wednesday.
Tom Bowman covers the Pentagon for NPR. Tom, thank you as always.
Good to be with you.